Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Dr. Glenn Tizer on the Russia-Ukraine conflict here in just a few moments.
Some ranchers are satisfied being part of the herd. You, not so much. That's why there's long-range Aprinomectin, the only dewormer that provides up to 150 days of parasite control. It's a proven investment that helps you bring substantially heavier cattle to market compared to producers who use other dewormers. So next time you're deworming cattle, don't just get the job done. Get it outdone. Long Range. Outlast. Outperform. Outdo. Long Range important safety information. Do not treat within 48 days of slaughter. Not for use in female dairy cattle 20 months of age or older, including dry dairy cows or in veal calves. Post-injection site damage like granulomas or necrosis can occur. These reactions have disappeared without treatment. Not for use in breeding bulls or in calves less than 3 months of age. Not for use in cattle managed in feedlots or under intensive rotational grazing.
Kansas State University's Ag Economics Department doing a series of Zoom seminars this last week on the impacts of the Russian-Ukraine conflict on agriculture globally and right here in the United States as well. One of the presenters, Dr. Glenn Tizer, livestock market economist, who says cattle prices have definitely headed south since the conflict began.
You can see fed cattle prices, they've lost about $6 since the invasion. Feeder cattle have lost more like $11. It's not surprising feeder cattle have been beat up more. Feeder cattle prices tend to be more immediately impacted by grain prices, and we're definitely seeing that show up. We have not seen the same pullback on hogs, and I think this is where the tighter supply and sort of the affirmation of tighter supplies on the hog side has come into play.
Dr. Tizer says when we have these black swan or unexpected events, you can expect some bearishness as an early reaction. He says a good example of the market going down and then gradually coming back, the Holcomb fire of 2019.
When you have a risk elevation or an increase in uncertainty in a market, which happened in a smaller scale with the Holcomb event is why I'm including it, it's not uncommon that we see markets like, in this case, live cattle and feeder cattle, get bearish. Right. In this case, there was a loss of the ability to harvest cattle to the tune of 5 to 6% of the industry's capacity to do that. That was not favorable for market ready live cattle. And it spilled over into concerns about backing up cattle and feed yards and depressing demand for feeder cattle. Markets work like a pendulum. And I think we're seeing that in spades, albeit in a much larger scale. First, with the COVID challenges that we're not totally out of the woods on yet. And then more recently, the Russian-Ukraine discussion we're here to talk about today.
Dr. Tizer says we can expect elevated grain prices because of the Russian-Ukraine conflict, and that's not good news for the cattle or hog industry.
You know, as the livestock and meat guy here, I immediately put my head on, what's the feed cost? What's the cost of a ration mindset? Most of this is pretty straightforward. In the near term, I think we almost certainly have elevated ration cost, and the net result of that will be is it pinches margins for most livestock producers. So to date, we have not seen output prices keep up with input prices. So that's the net result. Another thing I think is likely is, again, over the next 6 months at least, is we may see lower finished weights. I put here most likely because that's driven by lots of things. In the cattle space, we have more and more cattle sold on the grid, so that can nudge those towards certain finished types and premiums. All these things are interconnected. But overall, I think we're going to see lower finished weights. We were anticipating slightly higher finished weights for cattle and hogs compared to the year before. That's probably not going to be the case now. They might be flat, if not down, from the year before. And that itself will take a little bit of meat off the market. I want to spend a little bit of time transitioning from the feed cost impact to the other side of the equation. So I planted the seed, and hopefully everybody picked up on this, on the role of meat demand and what that does as a pullover for derived demand for livestock. First is we have found over time that U.S. meat demand is more sensitive to the income environment, I think more generally the macroeconomic environment that consumers operate in, than it was 20, 30 years ago. So in econ geek speak, the income or expenditure elasticity has grown. The importance of consumer finances has grown. Why am I highlighting that here? And it's an important research finding, but it's timely because I would argue a big part of the bigger story for Russia-Ukraine conflict is what's happened to the global economic situation. So how much of a reduction in global GDP and consumer sentiment are we going to have? Not to mention the erosion of buying power with inflation and so forth. So exactly how that macroeconomic shock spills over into beef demand and it's not just beef demand, pork demand, poultry demand as well, is really worth watching. Beef demand is the one that's most sensitive to those income effects. This has been a good thing early in the pandemic because consumer income's actually improved in no small part due to federal subsidies and stimulus, and of course, but that helped us have stronger beef demand in particular. Well, we need to be aware that that same mechanism of consumer finances having a bigger role might work against the beef industry as this plays out.
Dr. Glenn Tonzer, most certainly consumers spending upwards of $100 for a refill of their gas tank, that could hurt beef demand going forward. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the 23rd annual Pollard Farms Performance Genetics Bull Sale, Saturday, March 19th at the ranch near Waucomas, Oklahoma. The sale features over 100 home-raised service-age bulls, fall 2020 to spring 2021 registered Angus bulls, including many ET Full and half-brothers from our top donor dams. For more information, call the ranch at 580-758-1464 or go online at pollardfarms.com or mcsauction.com. The Pollard Farms Annual Bull Sale, March 19th.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.